and it's The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silliman. I'm David Hyde. And Marcy, when you hear the word pseudoscience, what do you think of?
Well, people may react badly, but I think of creationism.
What about whole foods?
I have no idea what is pseudoscientific about Whole Foods.
Well, according to journalist Michael Schulson, many of the products sold by Whole Foods make health claims that just aren't true. In a recent article for the Daily Beast, he compares the grocery chain with the Creation Museum in Kentucky.
Both of them are places that have strong cultural resonances and that have a lot of pseudoscientific stuff going on. I mean, obviously, the analogy is imperfect. The Creation Museum is a religious nonprofit and Whole Foods is a grocery store. But I do think it's fair to say that these are both places where we see quite a bit of pseudoscience in the United States.
What do you mean by that? What kind of pseudoscience?
So, I mean, if you go into the Creation Museum, you're not just going to see biblical things. You're going to see people using scientific language and scientific ideas in order to make points that are very much not scientific. And similarly, if you go into the homeopathy section of your Whole Foods, they would say that that by diluting this particular substance down to a really low level, you can create certain effects in people which are beneficial. And scientists looking at this just from the perspective of physics would say you're diluting it to the point where there's probably not a single molecule of that substance in the final product. And so if there's no molecule of the substance, there's no way that it's delivering anything to your body. And then there are homeopathic answers to this, which sort of say, well, the water has memory, or, you know, there's definitely a school, and they write scientific-looking papers, and they talk about in the language of physics to make a claim that to say that water somehow remembers the touch of this substance, which is something that really there's no scientific backing for.
And of course, there's plenty of Whole Foods shoppers that would agree with you, but you say, look, people get enraged when they go to or think about the claims that are made in the Creation Museum, but they don't get enraged when they walk into a Whole Foods. Why do people view these two institutions so differently?
You know, one is I think we treat for-profit marketing very differently than we treat ideological marketing or things that are related to ideological movements. And even though I'm not totally sure why that distinction is so clear in our minds, but I think we tend to give a free pass. While they're serving their customers, it's okay. And sure, they're serving their customers, and I respect that, but I still think we need to say this is pseudoscience just like other forms of pseudoscience that we see. I think another thing is we're just really sort of caught up, or a lot of us, especially on the left, are sort of caught up in this sense of this sort of culture war dynamic where we have this sort of mindset of the right wing that doesn't understand science versus the left that does. And I think we sort of forget that pseudoscientific claims really are not connected to any particular political ideology and have to do with issues related to authority and related to misunderstanding of what science can and cannot do, which really aren't tied to any part of the political spectrum.
Well, do you personally shop at Whole Foods at all?
I do, yeah, absolutely. I think their bulk products are cheap. I live very nearby, and yeah, absolutely, and I'll continue to do so.
So do you feel implicated? It's every time you go in, it's as if you're shopping at the Creation Museum?
You know, I think the realization from that writing this piece has given me is that we're all implicated in this, and that this is something that's not just, you know, some sort of other that we have to deal with. This is something that's going on all around us. I think we all make decisions that aren't rational, and we're all tied up. And I think we're all associated with things that we might be a little bit uncomfortable with. And I think it's actually the moral here is not to simply demonize Whole Foods, but is to become more aware of the pseudoscience that's happening around us.
All right. Well, let's end with that then, just to sum it up. What do you want people to take away from this article?
You know, I hope that what people can remember from this article is that when we talk about science in America, it's really not, when we talk about science and its misuses in America, it's not just a question of religion and it's not a question of culture war, but it's a much broader issue of educating people and of finding ways for everybody to help make more informed decisions.
Journalist Michael Schulson, his article for The Daily Beast is called Whole Foods, America's Temple of Pseudoscience. You can find a link to see that article on KUOW.org. It's The Record on KUOW.